Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From the United Center in Chicago, the San Jose Sharks' search for victory away from SAP Center continues on this road trip. After losses in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and now Columbus, the Sharks are looking for victory against the Chicago Blackhawks team that's coming off a shutout loss at the hands of the Los Angeles Kings. Both teams are at the bottom of their respective divisions. And San Jose is looking to even the season series after a 2-1 shootout loss at the hands of Chicago at the United Center on January 16th. It was a 1-1 game back then. Ryan Carpenter tied the contest in the third period, and it went down to a 9-round shootout. But Boris Kachuk, who's not even in Chicago anymore, got the game-deciding goal for the Blackhawks.
Boris Kachuk, who's been dangerous all game.
Yes, he has.
Is the ninth Chicago shooter. He comes in with a lot of speed. He digs, he shoots, he scores.
That's how you do it. Come in with a ton of speed. Force the guy to make a move. Force the goalie to push hard across. This is a good play by Kachuk. Fake shot, puts him down, then goes around the pad.
Well, it's up to Filip Zadina now. He has to score to keep this game alive. Here comes Filip Zadina now. Very skilled player moving into the play against Mrazek. Shoots, save. And the Blackhawks win the game in the shootout by the score of 2-1. The Sharks come out to console Mackenzie Blackwood, who was brilliant tonight. But how about the brilliance of Mrazek the whole game? And then in the shootout, when he made 9 attempts, he only let in 1.
Last night in Columbus, it was a sloppy start and a strong push at the end, but close but no cigar was the theme for the San Jose Sharks, as it has been on this road trip. Longtime Sharks nemesis Boone Jenner, the captain of the Blue Jackets, would put Columbus in front 1-0 at 17:41 on a 2-on-1 break.
Here comes the Jackets, 2-on-1. Gaudreau coming in with Jenner, gives it to Jenner, goes for the deke. Great stop, rebound, score! Well, there's the cannon, the first one of the night. 2:19 to go in the first period. The Blue Jackets take the 1-0 lead, and Boone Jenner, the man who got the game-winning goal with 13 seconds left in February at SAP Center, comes in, gets the pass from Johnny Gaudreau, only one man back in Addison, and it's in the back of the net on the rebound after Krona got a piece of the first drive.
Here was David Quinn's view of what happened in the first period.
Just really not engaged physically. I thought we gave him way too much room and way too much respect. And just, it was easy for him, way too easy. But I thought as the game went on, we got more engaged. We were more physical when we needed to be. And, like I said, our power play got better. I thought the third period, the power play had 2 really good looks. Just couldn't capitalize.
And then 49 seconds into the second period, Alex Nylander, the brother of William Nylander of the Toronto Maple Leafs, would get a long headman feed from Ivan Provorov following a turnover, and would put the puck into the net to make it 2-0.
Ferraro for the Sharks, banks it forward. Nice tip there by Granlund over to Barabanov. Spins, throws it over to the middle, off the stick of Granlund. It stays in the zone, though. Efforted there by Zetterlund, but he just swept it right back to the Blue Jackets, and a headman goes up the right side. Nylander moves and shoots and scores! Zetterlund turns over the puck. Blue Jackets take advantage, and Nylander beats Krona to make it 2-0, 49 seconds into the second period, and there goes the cannon. They're cheering in Columbus.
Fabian Zetterlund, who was on the ice for that second goal, talked about the first 2 goals against and how it established things for the rest of the night.
I don't know. It's going so fast, We got to be aware and have our guys out there and know where they are on the ice. They're good players, so they try to sneak behind us.
In total, Zetterlund wasn't too happy with the way that his game went personally.
We think we got to get ready from the start, Our first period is not acceptable, and we know that, and we're going to get better. Yeah.
But Zetterlund would atone for some of those errors with a big goal in the second period.
Here comes Granlund into the zone. Mikhail Granlund cuts back behind the net, kicks the puck in his skates to himself, fights for control up the right wing boards. He's still got it. He sends a pass across to the left side. Here's Ferraro sending toward the goal in front. Score! A turnaround shot by Fabian Zetterlund, atoning for a couple of other earlier errors. Zetterlund puts the Sharks on the board with 8:12 to play in the second. It's 2-1 Columbus.
For Zetterlund, it was doing what he does best, jumping into a tough area, fighting off checks, and using that great shot of his to pump it in.
Yeah, great play by Granny and good shot by Moore, and I standing in front of the net and pick up the trash.
39 saves is a lot for Daniil Tarasov to make, but Zetterlund thinks that the Sharks could have had more quality scoring chances on the Columbus goalie.
I could have had more, sure. Always want to have more, you know.
The other thing the Sharks had to deal with was Johnny Hockey. Johnny Gaudreau, who always seems to be at the top of his game against the Sharks and who seems to disappear and retransform himself wide open in a goal-scoring position, would do just that at 15:03 of the second period, scoring what proved to be the game winner for Columbus.
2-1 the score. Blue Jackets lead the Sharks off the faceoff. Jake Christensen tries the shot, deflected wide. Boone Jenner behind the net, presses his stick up against the boards, grabs it, throws it back, Nylander, now Jenner, side of the net, score! That's actually Johnny Gaudreau's side of the goal. Boone Jenner took the play, fed it back to the point, and Johnny Gaudreau gets the puck on his stick, and that sets off the cannon with 4:57 left in the third. After a face-off win by Columbus, they take the 3-1 lead, and Johnny Gaudreau gets credit for the goal, his 11th of the year.
Head coach David Quinn had talked about Johnny Gaudreau and all of the breakaways he had back in the most recent game on February 17th against Columbus. Obviously, that goal by Gaudreau brought the subject up again.
We talked about Gaudreau and breakaways, and we fell asleep. I mean, just a face-off, and we get lazy and, you know, puck watch, and there he goes again, and just really disappointing. You can't fall asleep like that against this team and someone like him. And then, you know, the goal they scored, the third one, I think it was, we just got beat out of the corner. It was a one-on-one. We had Jenner up against the wall, and we don't finish the job. So, you know, it can't be that easy. You know, and that's why we end up, you know, suffering.
But Henry Thrun would come back and score his second goal of the season on a beautiful feed from Kevin LeBanc to put the Sharks back into the contest at 11:42 of the third period.
Sent to the net by Columbus. Save made by Crona. Up ice comes LeBanc across the blue line. Feeps to the right. Shot. Star. Henry Thrun from Kevin LeBanc makes it a 3-2 game with 8:18 to go in the third. Right after a big save by Crona, the Sharks rush up the ice and Thrun gets the Sharks back in it.
Unfortunately, it would not be enough. The Sharks pulled goaltender Magnus Crona, and Alex Nylander would get his second goal of the game, this time into the empty net after a close play on the other side of the ice.
Sharks throw it around. Empty net. Shot by Addison. Tip wide by Sturm. Rebound near boards. Settling back to Granlund near half boards. Walks up to the left circle, holds it, shoots it, save. Oh, Sturm had the rebound. It went through his stick. We've got an empty net opportunity, and it's Nylander who scores. So Alex Nylander, since his acquisition from Pittsburgh at the deadline, has been setting the cannon off quite a bit here in Columbus. He gets his second goal of the game and third point of the night. Blue Jackets with the empty netter take the 4-2 lead at 18:55 of the third. Oh, such a close moment for Nico Sturm in front of the goal seconds before.
Head coach David Quinn had this overall look at the game.
Yeah, I mean, we had plenty of chances, especially in the third period. Hit a couple posts. We made some good saves in the third, but dug ourselves a little bit of a hole with our start. You know, our first period certainly wasn't anything what we wanted it to be, but I thought we gradually got better as the game went on and made a great push in the third period.
After scoring 14 goals in two lopsided wins at home against Arizona and Anaheim, the Blackhawks lost 5-0 on Friday to the Los Angeles Kings. In talking about the Kings and the way they won, center Jason Dickinson may have given the key to tonight's game.
It's a team that has a very interesting structure that's hard to defeat, and when they play to it, and they play to it really well, they're able to transition quick and sustain offense. They put a lot of pucks to the net, and they recover them in the O-zone, so sometimes sprayed pucks causes a lot of confusion, and they get moving around, and seams open up, guys open up on backside, and we make it difficult on our goalies to make those saves because it's wide open net.
Brett Hedekin and I will have the call of the Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks here at the United Center starting at 2:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. Find us online, on the app, and on terrestrial radio affiliates.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.